Hello, GWA. This is Eva, and I'm going to be doing the accent challenge. I think I can give credit to Question Unholiness for this challenge, but as far as I can tell, they've deleted their account. So, yeah, I think credit goes to them, but I actually found the list of questions on, I think it's called Tumblr Challenges, Fuck Yeah, or something like that. Heck yeah, tumblrchallenges.tumblr.com. But, I wanted to find a list of the questions, so that's where I got it from. So I'm going to start by saying where I'm from. Northern England. Those with a keen ear might be able to tell which city I'm from, but right now we'll just say Northern England. Because, yeah, it makes sense. I've never really thought that I had an accent. I've always thought that my voice has been very neutral compared to everyone else from my city. My family and all my friends all have much stronger accents than mine is. I don't really know why. Mine's a lot less strong, but that's just how it is. The other sort of feature of how I speak, I'm gonna call it a feature. but it's a lisp. I don't know if anyone's listening who has listened to anything else that I've put up, but if you have, I'd just like to know if you've noticed that I have a lisp or not. The reason I wanted to ask is that I realised that I don't post anywhere near as much as what I actually record. Like, it's probably about 5% of what I record, I actually post up in the end, because I have to listen to them back to make sure that my voice doesn't sound like a robot. But then I'll hear that whenever I pronounce an S sound or a soft C sound, that sounds lispy to me, and I don't really like that. So I don't really end up posting it. And I just want to know if anyone else has noticed that's sort of a feature of how I talk, or, So, on with the challenge. Dun-dun-dun! Or, some other appropriate challenging music. Pronounce the following words. Aunt, Ruth, root, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both. Again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminium, gif, sorry if that's wrong, tumbler, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope, gapoy, I don't know what that last one is, but gapoy. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? I think that's called something that Americans do. It's not so much of a thing over here. It's definitely not really a thing where I come from. The equivalent would probably be kids getting a packet of eggs and chucking them at a house. And there's actually a custom where I come from called Mischief Night, or Mizzy Night. It's the 30th of October every year, night before Halloween. And basically, I don't know where it came from, but kids wear masks, run around egg houses. Yeah, it's not a great tradition, but gotta have some culture. So that's probably the most equivalent thing of throwing toilet paper on a house. I wish we did do that instead of egging windows, because, it's bloody hard to get off, and you always got in trouble for it when you're a kid. No idea why we did it. What is bubbly carbonated drinks called? Sorry, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That's called a soft drink. Pop would be the other name. It depends. If you get it in a can, then it's called a can. A can of a kind of juice actually, but that's for the I don't live in my home city. I live somewhere else now, and they've got their own they've got their own features of speech. So where I live now, that's called juice or ginger. I can't explain either. What do you call gym shoes? Trainees. And you wear them with your trackies, which are tracksuit bottoms. What do you call your grandparents? Granddad and gran, nan or nana. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? You call that a trolley. Incidentally, they're not called groceries over here, they're called shopping. Or, and this is a feature of both my hometown and the country that I live in now, messages. It's a working class thing, I think. And yeah, it's saying you go out to get your messages. Again, I can't explain it. It could be something to do with writing a list, but then that's not a message, that's a list. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? That's a remote or remote control. Or my granddad used to call that the click click, and my gran used to call it the what's it, because she was senile for most of my life. But yeah, I think in America, what is it, a clicker? Not sure. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Right, I'm gonna go to the bookshelf and I'll pick a book. Right, I actually haven't read this book before, but it is called The Book of Lies by Brad Meltzer. I haven't read it, I don't know how it got to be on the bookshelf. Oh, it's one of those books where it's like the language that it's written in is colloquial. So in the passages, not in the speech, it says, "I'm still catching my breath, which I can see in this beam of light from above. There's no insulation. It's freezing up here. Slowly, my eyes adjust to the darkness. But I don't need to see Serena to know what she's thinking. Go ahead, say the line, I tell her. I'm more stubborn than my dad." She climbs to her feet, brushes off the dust, and stays hunched to avoid hitting the attic's low, slanted ceiling. But she's not the least bit annoyed. "You really believe your father's stubborn? Come on." The wind insisted on coming to Cleveland, and then held his breath like a fifth grader, so I couldn't say no to you coming too. "That's not stubborn, Carl. Your dad's terrified." "He's not alone," I shoot back. "If Ellis made the next flight, he'd be here any." "He's not terrified of Ellis," Serena says. "Your father's terrified of you." She doesn't yell at me. She's concerned. Almost sad. That actually sounds like a pretty good book. Why haven't I read it? Cain killed Abel. The original murder. Ah. But the Bible is silent about one key detail. The weapon Cain used to kill his brother. It's a mystery that's never been solved until now. All right, I think I'm gonna read that if I get some time. I'm gonna read that. All right, end audio post by saying any three words you want. Well, the reason why the lisp thing bothers me is that I don't post as much as I record. There's a lot of scripts that I've recorded that I end up deleting because I don't like how my voice sounds. One of them I really want to record because I really love the script. It might be one of my favourites that I've read. I'm not going to say which script it is because if I do put it up, then I don't want to raise hope or fear in case I don't put it up, and I want it to be a surprise if I do put it up. But it mentions boobs, breasts and tits a lot, and they're three words that I really hate saying because of the S sound at the end. So yeah, I'm gonna end it with my favourite term for boobs, which is boobage, because it encompasses the two of them without being a typically plural word, which I quite like. And for the other three words, I'm gonna choose dick and cunt, because why the fuck not? Bye!